When the mother of four children moved from Uganda to Federal Way, she was eager to get her kids enrolled in school, but she didn't know how the system worked. Treese Moore, Federal Way's Director of Family and Support Services, says the mom thought she had to call the superintendent to ask about what school supplies she should buy.
So you and I would find it interesting that a person wouldn't know that you would contact the teacher before you contact the superintendent about school supplies. But this parent said to me, she's new to the country, and it was helpful for her to know that if she wanted to know about school supplies, the teacher was the one to contact.
The mom, Grace Subguau, was given a pamphlet of information from Moore's office that clearly laid out the structure of the school.
When I started getting involved, everything started to be smooth for me to know where to go, who to ask for what if I needed it. Before, I didn't know where to go.
The work Federal Way is doing, as well as similar efforts in Kent and White Center, is highlighted in a new report out of the University of Washington School of Education. These districts are hiring more translators, school officials are holding more face-to-face meetings, a practice some cultures consider more respectful than flyers and emails. The Kent School District runs a class for parents, complete with translators, to teach them how to navigate the bureaucracy of a public school district. Treese Moore with Federal Way says, in the end, parents will hopefully gain the knowledge and confidence to advocate on behalf of their children and reach out to their kids' teachers.
You could have a brilliant child in your classroom, and you could be a brilliant teacher when it comes to content. A brilliant child can still fail in the classroom of a brilliant teacher if that child does not feel engaged or understood.
As school districts serve increasingly diverse populations, figuring out best practices in this area is getting the attention of policymakers. Several people from the districts named in the UW report are going to a conference at Harvard this summer, and one of the report's authors is headed to a workshop at the White House. Both events will explore better ways schools can connect with immigrant communities and increase their involvement. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.